The distribution of $466 million in Exxon Valdez oil spill interest payments has been delayed. Fishermen and other plaintiffs have been waiting 6 weeks for Judge H. Russell Holland to sign the order authorizing the payments. Frank Mullen, a Homer fisherman and financial advisor, said he discovered Tuesday that Holland has an issue with the stipulation in the order having to do with assignments from processors and has asked for clarification. He said plaintiffs' attorneys are expected to file a clarification soon, and after that, Holland will be able to sign the order of distribution for the interest payments.
It's in Judge Holland's courtroom, and he, as the administrator, can ask questions, or there could be further delays. Things happen, things pop up, different motions are filed, and there's nothing certain about any of this in terms of the timing issue. All we have is our best guess right now, so don't go to the bank yet.
Mullen said the best case scenario is a distribution about 20 days after the order is signed.
Possibly late November rather than early November, and hey, the way this thing has gone on for 20 years, and those of us who have been watching this thing unfold, it wouldn't surprise any of us if there was, probably safe to say, you tack on a couple of weeks at least to the best case scenario. So there you go. Could be December.
As a financial planner, Mullen said he would much rather the check be sent to him after the new year.
Well, if fishermen receive a check from the Exxon settlement on December 25th or late December, you know, taxes will be due on that amount on April 15th of 2010. Just strategically, I would rather see a payout come in January of 2010. Then it would give me or give anybody who received the check then a full cycle, a full year's calendar to strategically do what they can to mitigate taxation and to make some plans.
He also had some generic advice for recipients.
Pay off your debt. If you've got debt, get out of debt. Pay off your credit cards. That's clearly a good place to start. Paying off a mortgage is a very subjective thing because you have mortgage interest deduction that has value to you. So if you have a mortgage with a low interest rate, it might be better for you to put money in your long-term retirement plan. But, you know, all of those things are subject to lots of variables, you know, and analysis. So it varies on a person-by-person basis.
Mullen said those whose names are on the list to be paid interest in this round of distributions will likely be similar to those on the clean claims list, who were paid from the punitive damages award in December 2008.